This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Night two of a Democratic debate in Miami, highlighted by feisty exchanges between frontrunner and former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris. Harris asking Biden about what she said was his opposition to busing decades ago.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
I'd like to apologize for having mistakenly told you yesterday that Biden and Bernie Sanders were not part of last night's lineup when in fact they were. At the Women's World Cup, the U.S. team facing its biggest test yet, as they'll be battling host France in Paris in today's quarterfinals. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump joking with Russia's President Vladimir Putin about election meddling. The two sat beside each other for a photo opportunity on the sidelines of the G20 summit hours ago. President Trump wagging his finger at Putin and saying with a laugh, "Don't meddle in the elections, please." Lawmakers on Capitol Hill finally able to pass a piece of bipartisan legislation. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. Before the vote, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
At the end of the day, we have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Today marks 1 year since five people were murdered at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. During a gun safety conference held yesterday as part of the commemorative events, 1 year later, the paper's editor said those who survived are doing fine, but that they are still mourning the loss of their colleagues. To remember the lives of those killed, there will be a memorial dedicated this morning at a waterfront park in the Maryland State Capitol. There's also to be a concert tonight at Maryland Hall. The alleged gunman, Jared Ramos, remains behind bars awaiting trial. A collection of previously unreleased Elvis Presley music is coming out to mark the 50th anniversary of his comeback year. Live 1969 will include performances from Presley's sold-out Las Vegas residency. It's coming out on August 9th, along with a special vinyl version of his Live at the International Hotel album. There's also the American Sound 1969 collection, which features 90 unreleased tracks that Presley recorded while making his hit album from Elvis in Memphis. That will be out on August 23rd, August marking the 42nd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Remember to check us out online as well as on the radio. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Okay, two debates under our belt. What's the biggest surprise for you? I think for some people is that Vice President Biden didn't bring his A game. Now, keep in mind, in previous debates, others have fallen short and have managed to reinvent themselves and get their act together and come back. I mean, you know, even Barack Obama had his less than glorious moments. So this can happen. But it was a train wreck, no doubt about it. And Kamala Harris came out really strong. You know, the number one search last night was on her name. People checking her out to see what was going on. Sanders, I would say, an okay job, but I don't think he gained any ground. But certainly, I think that when you look at the overall presentation there, Kamala Harris came away, came away with a victory here. I would say that she won the debate. Although, Gillibrand made some good points and, did everything that she could, to stand out. But I believe that clearly Kamala Harris ran with it. But the big takeaway for conservatives and for Main Street America, what the Democrats after two nights have been pointing out is that look at they've got all the goods. You know, they're the elites. They've got it all figured out, and they're going to open up the borders. They are going to reinvent the economy for us. Are you ready for that? I mean, this is their way to combat the success of the Donald Trump economy, as they think they have better ideas. Well, we've been there before. We went through it with 8 years with Barack Obama. A lot of theory, long on theory, short on results. And this is what left us with 1.8 average GDP and the perception of Democrats and Barack Obama and all his brain trust that the best we could hope for going forward was maybe about 2% GDP. That was the highest we could look for. Well, of course, Donald Trump, being the businessman that he is and the can-do kind of guy, wasn't about to accept it. Like many people here in America that could see what was going on, that the labor force was being tied down by regulations. They were being strangled. The heavy boot of government was upon their throat. And the misery index was through the roof because, the very essence of our happiness is that, people want to be happy. And what makes them happy is a job. And people are working. They're back to work again. And we had all this pent up productive energy just waiting to be unleashed. And Donald Trump and his policies with getting rid of all these regulations, welcoming manufacturing back to the country, putting out the red carpet for them, the tax breaks that, of course, which was absolutely key to jettisoning this economy. And what's the Democrats' answer? We're getting rid of those tax breaks. Wonderful. You guys don't get it. I mean, this isn't, you know, this isn't theoretical. I mean, this is why Art Laffer was, you know, was celebrated with a medal here this week because of, you know, the brilliance that he brought to the Reagan administration. And a lot of this brilliance and understanding of finances and the economy is what Donald Trump is utilizing. So go figure. We have something that's proven. It works. Every time you do certain things, you get the right kind of results. You go into the realm of the theoretical and you start wanting to, you know, beat up people who have been successful, who've worked their butts off, who've earned it. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, the poor people of America said, oh, we're just going to give all this money to these hardworking people that have worked, you know, 20 hours days, have borrowed money from relatives, have taken seconds on their homes, that have risked it all, you know, that believed in the American dream and the possibility of going out and being successful. And they went for the golden ring and they got it. And the Democrats, instead of celebrating that, they want to take it away because, you know, somehow they're undeserving. Now, that's not to say in every case across the board that greed does not exist. It's part of our humanity, as we were talking about yesterday, sadly. We have to deal with that. But conversely, look at what a lot of wealthy people are doing, like Gates and Buffett and many others who are gazillionaires. How much money do they give to charity? It's incredible. And they have foundations. I mean, legitimate foundations. I'm not talking like Clinton Foundation. I'm talking legitimate foundations that are actually doing good for people, that are not looking to line their pockets. And for those people that are greedy and look to line their pockets, hey, they'll end up getting what they deserve. But what we need to focus on is the opportunity. And so for a small percentage of people who do take advantage and that do not take care of their employees, let me tell you, when you've got more jobs than employees right now, what is happening across the country is employees realize, look, at there is a lot of power in being a good employee. And businesses are out there vying for your productivity, for your quotient, for your intelligence. And this is why the average rate, per hour rate, is going up. Forget about 15 minimum, 15 hours. I mean, I want the maximum. You know, what can we do to earn the maximum? And right now, more than ever, the labor force is so being respected and honored that, look at, if you can bring the goods to the table, you're going to be paid for. I mean, look what's going on in sports. Look at the kind of money. And you say, well, that's sports, you know. Well, let me tell you, it translates. It translates to business as well. If you can deliver, if you can make things happen, and you're productive, you are worthy of a raise, and you're going to be paid accordingly. And if your current boss is not taking care of you, guess what? There are many other bosses just around the corner, and that's what's coming up. I remind you of a U.S. labor force study that was conducted a number of years ago, and this fascinates me to this day. And this is what I told my kids, and this is what I say to other people who are going into the job force. Number one, if you show up for work every day, just showing up for work every day, you're in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Okay, get that? If you show up for work every day on time, okay, just showing up for work every day on time, you are in the top 10%. This is according to a U.S. labor study, all right? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, you suddenly find yourself in the top 5% of the U.S. labor force. If you show up for work every day on time and actually set out to do it, you're in the top 3%. If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and actually accomplish it, you are in the top 1%. So it doesn't take a whole lot of difference here to stand out amongst the crowd and to earn the kind of money that you deserve with a little bit of tenacity and understanding what makes the world go round. So go out there, be a good employee. As some would say, you go and you work as unto the Lord. Go out there and put in an honest day's work and work hard. And if, look, you're not being respected by your employer, hey, look around. I mean, there are plenty of opportunities that are blossoming across this country. And all you've got to do is do what you're paid for. Show up for work every day on time. Have an idea what you're going to do. Set out to do it. Actually accomplish it. And look what happens to your hourly wage, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is that. And you tell me what other country on this planet that you're going to have this kind of opportunity. The conversation will continue. Thank you for joining us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Let me know your thoughts. You can drop me an email. Love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in Pacific. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, for more information. And even to connect with the show, if you're out of a radio station that we're affiliated with, then all you can do is go to BillMartinezLive.com, listen live, and you get up to date. And we publish every day the experts that we have on the show. It is our gift to you because we're givers. And, well, Tim, we just have an exciting lineup. Even like today, we got John Zemera coming up. John, of course, the senior editor at stream.org. And interesting things, talking about socialism. You know, socialism has been the topic of the day, and more people are talking about it. And what John points out in his latest commentary is that socialism leads to forced abortion. Now, think about this. Okay, in socialism, everything's evened out, right? The government's going to tell you what to do. I mean, to the point of, like, what happened here recently in England. Remember the girl that was mentally deficient and had a disability, right? She wanted to keep her baby. Her mother said she will be there to keep the baby. Well, the government says, nope, you're having an abortion. And these are the things that happen, and you think, well, there's no way that's going to happen here in the United States. That's what socialism does, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to wake up to what is going on here. It sounds so pretty in the classroom when you're talking to the professor and you want an A, and it sounds so good, but what are you giving up? The very thing that our founding fathers realized that was most important, which is very godly, and that is liberty. It's about freedom, freedom of choice. And that is so entrenched in our DNA, and maybe that's the hope that will block any really aggressive socialist movement. Although we have taste of socialism in this country, I mean, let's not delude ourselves. And every time we get into this, where our liberties are restricted, people get cranky. But this is what the majority of the people wanted. It sounded good. You know, let's go after those rich people. And, of course, because they're so wealthy, they have lawyers and they have their ways to get around this stuff. So they're really never affected anyway. But somehow the middle class and everybody feels, oh, man, we put it to them. I mean, let's think about the whole tax system and how it even got started. You know, back in the 20th century, right? You know, the brain trust said, well, we're going to go after those rich people. You know, we're just going to go tax them 1% and we'll have all the money we need. Up till then, the government figured out a way to operate itself and to be very successful without hammering anybody in taxes. But suddenly they got a little bit greedy, got a little bit of a need that was beyond their capability of paying for it. So they needed to come up with it. And so some genius said, hey, we need to tax the people. We can't tax everybody. What we'll do is, 99% will go after the one, right? So the 99% goes after the 1%, and they tax them. So the rich people, you know, they go along with it for a year. And some pay, some don't. They get around it. They find, because the geniuses that put all this stuff together, they can't, loopholes abound. Because they've got favors to extend. And, it's all a compromise anyway. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris and the rest of them talk about all these exceptions and everything. Well, they didn't even talk about themselves. Remember Obamacare, right? I mean, they didn't have to live under the same crazy healthcare, messed up healthcare program the rest of us did. No. They carved out their own because they're elites and they're special, right? So they go after the 1%, going back to the start of the 20th century and how the tax system came about. So they go after them, and they get their money for the first year. Well, all things considered, worked out fairly well. And so what they did, they found out a way to kind of turn the things around and said, wow, you know, if we could get money from the 99, you know, the bigger body of citizens, what kind of money would we have? Well, greed went crazy, and next thing you know, what was targeted for the wealthy suddenly came after the middle class. And this is what happens with Democrats, because there's never enough money, there's never enough time. It is that socialistic mindset. And now, at least they're being honest about it. Before, it was in the shadows, as we've reported many times, and you know, Trevor Loudon, our good friend from New Zealand, who's been on with us many times, reported, I remember 5 years ago, he said, Bill, you guys got to wake up. You have got, at the time, I think it was like 75, and well over 100 now, there were 75 elected officials that are Democratic Socialist. And, of course, my immediate question, maybe like yours, was saying, well, wait a minute, how can that be? How can you have Democratic Socialists? Because their platform is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. And aren't these the very same people who put their hand on the Bible or whatever it is they put on these days now anymore because everything is so, you know, postmodern and we're so cool because we can't acknowledge God, which I'm telling you, we are just asking for it. You know, we turn our backs on God, and then we wonder why, you know, things are in chaos the way they are. We've unhinged ourselves. You know, we've unhinged ourselves from moral authority. You know, there's no mores. There's no ethics involved anymore. There's no ought tos. It's just, you know, whatever people can argue, whatever they see according to their own eyes. And that justifies everything. Okay. And how's that working out for you? You know, we're a total mess. No wonder we're in chaos. No wonder the suicide rate amongst our teens is skyrocketing. You know, that we allow entertainment, what we call entertainment, and video games and movies and music to impact the minds of our young people, the future generation, the hope of this country. We allow it to be compromised and infected with all this crap. Well, we do, because nobody's saying anything about it. All because, you know, the liberals, they've got to have their way. And so what if their way, you know, along the way, there's some collateral damage that happens to be your kids? So what if open borders allows people who do not respect our country and don't respect our laws and they kill our citizens? And a little collateral damage never hurt anybody. It's okay, you know, because open borders is what it's all about. It's all brought to you by the Democratic Party, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not prepared to see the problem for what it is, not what the media is telling you, because the media is doing us a big disservice. You know, call it fake news, call it what you want. But tragically, more than anything else, is they've abandoned their reason to exist. Why the founding fathers intended for our media to remain free and fair, to not be beholden. And the fact of the matter is, today's media has sold their very soul to another interest, which is not America's interest. Same thing with these elected officials. They've sold their soul. They put their hand on the Bible and said, I'm going to defend, I'm going to protect the ideals of America. That's what it's all about. And here it is. Through some sort of pretzel logic, they think that supporting policies and ideals that are antithetical to the founding of this country somehow is acceptable. And the crazy thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, is that we the people keep voting them in. I mean, who's the bigger knucklehead? Them for doing it and us for voting them in, saying, oh, yeah. And then we validate and they say, oh, we must be right because the people keep voting us in. And, of course, you know the game, and we're in all campaign season, and you're hearing it now. They're not even hiding it. They say, well, you know, we have one campaign for the primary, okay, and then who was it? Was it Romney that did the Etch-a-Sketch, right? Remember his communications director talked about the Etch-a-Sketch. Oh, they all went crazy. Oh my gosh, you know, how dare they say that? You know, kind of, are you kidding me? This has been the modus operandi for politics from day one. They all have Etch-a-Sketches. But, you know, the fact that you had somebody that was honest saying, okay, well, look, we have one plan for the primary and then you go to the general. That's just what you do. And here it is. The Democrats are on full display, you know, with their Etch-a-Sketches to their sides, getting ready to clean, wipe, erase and get ready for the general election. But meanwhile, in the primary, you know, we're seeing their true colors. And then when they get to the general, then watch all the moderation suddenly come into play. But right now, they're telling you who they are. Open borders, Medicare for all, that even the moderates, Joe Manchin says, hey, look, it's not my party. I don't understand these people anymore. We got to come up with something else. He sees the death of the Democratic Party because they're so far left that that wing of the party is about ready to fall off and crash and burn, because their policies cannot hold water. Just do a little bit of math. It's not even complicated. You don't need a calculus or anything else. It's just adding and subtracting.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night was night two of the first big Democratic debate. It was held in Miami with 10 more candidates taking the stage. U.S. Senator Kamala Harris making headlines after she called out frontrunner Joe Biden on his previous record on race. Biden had previously said he was able to work with segregationists in Congress to get things done in the past. Harris says on the morning after the debate,
had those senators, those segregationists, had their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate today. I would certainly not be a top contender to be president of the United States.
President Trump at the G20 summit in Japan says he saw some of last night's debate.
I wasn't impressed, but when you look at the socialism and you look at what it can do, that's what you're talking about there.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez live.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It's also great to have Dr. John Zemerica on just about every other week now. You've been so doggone faithful. I appreciate you doing this.
Well, thanks. It's a lot of fun, Bill, and I'd love to get the word out about the stream.
Yeah, exactly. He's the senior editor of the stream. Go to stream.org for all the details that you need to know. Well, John, several commentaries that you've written that are on the site that definitely caught my attention. The first one was, the seamless garment of socialism will always mean forced abortion, won't it?
Yeah. Now, you hear some people, especially religious people, who say they're pro-life Democrats, and they use this excuse of the, they call it the seamless garment. They got that from radical left-wing Bishop Cardinal Joseph Bernardine of Chicago. And what it basically is it's like when they say, oh, you're only pro-life till they're born, then you don't want social programs to take care of them. So you're not really pro-life. All you want to do is stop abortion. And what that basically is they're saying, unless you want the government to solve every person who's born, solve every problem throughout life for every human being who's born in that country, unless you're willing to take care of all their medical care all their lives and pay for their college and, you know, pay for their sex change operations and basically take care of everyone as if they were a perpetual child at the teat of the big government, unless you're willing to embrace full utopian socialism, you can't stop killing children for sexual convenience. Let's remember that's what abortion is. It's murdering innocent children to soothe our sexual convenience. That's exactly what the pro-life movement wants to stop. Mm-hmm. And it wants to stop euthanasia and killing of the handicapped. That's the pro-life movement. Everything else is a separate issue. So argue on these things separately. But I wanted to point out, in England, they have socialized medicine. They have social programs for everything. The government wipes every runny nose in Great Britain. And what are you getting in Britain? The beginnings of forced abortion. They were going to force this handicapped woman, who became pregnant, presumably she was raped because she can't consent. Nobody's talking about the fact that she's a rape victim. She wanted her baby. Her mother offered to take care of the baby. And an activist pro-abortion judge in Britain ordered a forced late-term abortion. She said that the handicapped woman's wishes didn't matter because she probably couldn't distinguish a baby from a doll. And she was going to force the woman to abort her child, even though she wanted it. Now, this is not an outlier. When you have socialism, you have abortion. You usually have forced abortion and forced euthanasia. Look at China. China adopted a one-child policy to reduce its population. They were listening to population explosion alarmism. And we have a lot of these anti-population people here in America. And so they told everyone in China, you can only have one child. And they forced women, tens of thousands of women, to have abortions against their will of their second children. They also caused an epidemic of infanticide, because in China, the culture says you want to have at least one son. So a lot of people who had baby girls, they killed them.
Mm-hmm.
It caused what they call gendercide.
Exactly.
And you know what organization on the ground was helping to enforce this policy in China? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood of China was the on-the-ground enforcement agency of the totalitarian Chinese Communist Party in its forced abortion policies. And I think it's interesting that we have a Chinese immigrant, the daughter of Communist Party royalty, running Planned Parenthood in America. I would like to know if her parents were involved in the forced abortion policy.
Exactly. Well, that's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. It's telling. It's very telling.
Well, and also, John, let me ask you this. Is this also adding to why you have a lot of women escaping China to have their babies here in the United States, that it's not so much about American citizenship as much as it is saving their child?
That's part of it, because China still has forced abortion. They now have a two-child policy. So every child after the second one that you will be forced to abort. Now, what is the connection between socialism and forced abortion and forced euthanasia? Well, it's pretty clear. If the government is going to be paying for every medical decision, paying for every child's schooling, every child's housing, then the government, because it pays the piper, it gets to call the tune. And that's why everywhere you have socialism, you have euthanasia. Euthanasia is growing in Holland, it's growing in Belgium, it's growing in Great Britain, because if the government's going to pay for everything, the government's going to control everything. That's how the world works.
Exactly.
Everyone who says we need socialism in America, what they're actually saying, whether they realize it or not, we need forced abortion and forced euthanasia in America.
Exactly. John, what about I'm curious about the elites there. Because they're elites and they're so special, could they justify that their sperm is so much more of value that a third or fourth child coming out of their loins would not hurt the government because they are elites and they're actually contributing, you know, better quality humanoids to the government?
Well, they don't even make that argument. They just bribe someone. China is enormously corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically moved from communism to being something more like Nazism.
Mm-hmm.
If you read, there's a great book called The Bully of Asia by Stephen Mosher. He's a great pro-life activist. He's the guy who was a grad student in the 1980s in China who revealed to the world the one-child policy. And he was kicked out of China and denied his PhD by Stanford University for telling the truth about the one-child genocide in China. So I think what you have in China is an elite of self-appointed aristocrats in the Communist Party who are enforcing their will on the rest of the country. And what's interesting is the leftist elites in America are acting more and more like the leftist elites in China.
Why not?
Censoring the media. You know, in China, there's something called a social credit score based on how politically in line you are with the government. affects your job, it affects your housing, it affects everything you're able to do. Well, that's exactly what the left is doing here by saying that Christians can't have their sermons on YouTube, by saying gun owners can't use PayPal to buy legal weapons, by banning gun safety videos from YouTube, by kicking Christians off Pinterest, labeling pro-life groups as pornographic websites and kicking them off Pinterest, banning Project Veritas from Vimeo because it exposed Google's political bias. I think we're seeing the convergence of the Communist Party elites in China and the leftist social media elites in America.
Well, certainly what came out this week loud and clear was the exposure of Google, which you just touched on right now. And, John, you and I have talked about this before, and that is, about voter integrity. Here we've gone through all this Russian collusion stuff for the last 2+ years, and what have we done about it? I mean, we're still worried.
Let's be clear what we found out about Google.
Yes.
Google, we have memos from inside Google saying that after the 2016 election, Google needs to make sure nothing like this happens again. And we now have evidence that Facebook purposely banned pro-life ads in the Irish referendum on abortion. Mm-hmm. Facebook directly took an interest in turning the results of a national referendum on the life or death issue of abortion. Facebook decided abortion needs to be legal in Ireland, and they did everything they could to make that happen. Our government has got to break up these companies. We need to attack these companies. We need to see that these social media companies are actually the enemy. They're actually a threat to our freedom. And while we still have a president, while we can still freely elect a Republican president, while we still have power in the government, we need to take action against them. Will Chamberlain at Human Events magazine, and if you're not reading Human Events, you need to read that as well as the stream. Mm-hmm. He has a proposal for an online civil rights act that you cannot deny someone access to a public accommodation like Facebook or YouTube or Twitter based on their religion or their political views. That
exactly.
needs to be passed. We need to pass that. That's not big government. That is, remember when there was one phone company, Ma Bell?
Exactly. Yeah.
Imagine if Ma Bell had listened in on your phone calls, and if it decided, no, you're too Christian, or no, you're too conservative, it cut off your phone service. Hung up the call and cut off your phone service. That's what we have right now. That's un-American, and it's extremely dangerous.
It's intolerable, John, and it's amazing that this still continues. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek after this.
So you sit down and you do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or pay back loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They're super friendly. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemarek is with us, the senior editor at The Stream. You go to thestream.org for all the information that you need to know. John, as we were talking about before, and I want to kind of wrap this up and get on to our next topic here, but this is unconscionable what has taken place. You know, what Google and Facebook and Twitter are getting away with, the suppression of speech, and especially going into the 2020 election, we're worried about what the Russians did or may not have done with $150,000 of Facebook ads. It's a total joke. You and I know better than that. And most Americans understand that as well. But yet the mainstream media and elites would want us to believe otherwise. And meanwhile, we're not to pay attention to see what Google is doing in terms of, as Alan Dershowitz says, no longer putting their thumb, but putting their elbow on the scale.
That's right. It's every magician understands sleight of hand. You wave a handkerchief with your left hand so people can't see what you're doing with your right hand. And the left has been waving the Russian flag as a handkerchief so that we wouldn't notice the fact that they're refusing people like David Horowitz, who is a mainstream political guy, a former communist, a brilliant political commentator, author of over a dozen books. His website, Front Page Mag, can't take credit card donations anymore because they decided it's a hate group.
Mm.
Ben Shapiro and Dennis Prager were Nazis by Google. They're Orthodox Jews.
Right.
Google decided that they're Nazis.
Right. Well, I can tell you, I've known Dennis Prager. We're friends. I've known Dennis for a number of years. We worked together in Los Angeles. I never saw him, you know, come high stepping in a brown shirt. I just want you to know that for the record, okay?
Well, what they're trying to do is to define every deviation from leftist politics as racism, and racism as Nazism, and therefore as hate speech. So everything to the left of John Kasich will now be the equivalent of Mein Kampf. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. Congressman Crenshaw was reading these memos on the floor of the U.S. House today. This is not some conspiracy talk. This is not Alex Jones warning us about vitamins.
Right.
This is a U.S. congressman reading actual memos from Google about how they plan to flip the next election to the Democrats. Roll that around in your head a while.
Right, exactly. And keep in mind, it was not that long ago the CEO of Google was on the Hill swearing that they were objective and they were playing it down the middle. And even then, people were wondering, how long is it before he gets indicted or charged with lying to Congress?
That's right. That's right. So
exactly.
This is a very serious thing.
Well, another commentary you have I wanted to address here was the Amazon Synod, the latest outreach for faithful Catholics. Can you address that for us?
Yeah. Okay. The German bishops who have no churchgoers. Nobody goes to church in Germany, practically. I mean, it's like less than 5% of Catholics bother to go to church. But they all pay a church tax, 8% or 10% of their salaries, taken out of their paycheck, unless they check a box on their tax form. And if they check the box and they don't want to pay the church tax, they get excommunicated. You can run a chain of abortion clinics in Germany and not get excommunicated. But if you won't pay the church tax, that's one thing they take damn seriously. You have these fat, rich German bishops who represent nobody, who've been trying to promote leftist politics and sexual libertinism in the Catholic Church. And now they're using a few hundred thousand natives in the Amazon as a stalking horse for blowing up the Catholic faith. There's a new document out from the Synod of Bishops in the Amazon. Mm-hmm. And this document says that Christians must learn from pagans. We must not try to convert them to Christianity. We must listen to them and learn about their native spirits that they pray to in the forest. And we need to learn from their native customs, which, by the way, include infanticide, casual murder, polygamy, and cannibalism. All these things we have to learn from. In my article at string.org, I quote the priest who's in charge of the main Catholic mission in the Amazon. They have not baptized a single person in 53 years, and they're proud of it. They don't want to make converts to Christianity. They want to learn from the pagan, cannibal native. Now, I don't mean to make fun of the natives. These are primitive people. They're in isolation. I've nothing against these people.
Right.
They're being used by rich German bishops who want gay marriage in the Catholic Church, who want married priests on fat salaries. They want to use these untutored primitive people as a pretext for cutting the spine out of Christianity, specifically the Catholic Church. And Pope Francis is 100% behind it.
He's behind this.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. Well, John, let's just say, let's set it aside for just a second in terms of they haven't converted anybody, they haven't baptized anybody in 53 years. Is there anything in the 53 years of experience that you could cite and say, but we got this?
Maybe they found some vaccines or medicines from the plants in the Amazon jungle. Mm-hmm. Nothing spiritual. There's nothing spiritual to learn from non-Christian hunter-gatherer people who live in a Stone Age culture. They claim that these people live in a perfect harmony with nature, and that's another part of their agenda. They're trying to push radical environmentalism, carbon tax, the elimination of fossil fuels. Really, it seems like the goal is that the whole human race should live like hunter-gatherers. But, of course, that would only support maybe a million people around the world, and the rest of us would just have to die off.
Well, we know that if modern technology went in the tank and, say, our electronic grids were impacted, even in the United States, probably within a year, they say 90% of the people would die because they're so far away from, you know, the hunter-gatherers mentality, right?
Right. But I think for some people that would be a good thing because more natives, more animal species would proliferate.
Unbelievable. And the Pope and what is the Pope saying about this?
He's behind it. He's backing it. You've got a cardinal in Germany, Brandmüller, said that the document that they have approved for the Amazon Synod is heresy. It's not even heresy, it's apostasy. It's a complete rejection of Christianity itself. People need to read up on it. I've got a book that goes into this. It's called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. It goes into the whole of Pope Francis's leftist, sort of pantheistic socialist agenda.
Well, this is the truth, and you know, you've got to check this out for yourself. And John, again, the book, remind them how they can get their hands on your book. We've got a couple more minutes here to visit, so go ahead.
Yeah, the Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism. It's in bookstores. It's at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. A lot of people told me it helped them keep their head, it helped them stay in the church and endure the Pope Francis's assault on everything sane. I also write 5 times a week at stream.org, a great news and opinion site, ecumenical Christian conservative website that I hope people will check out. And you know, let it go on Twitter, go on Facebook, and share our stories while it's still legal to do so.
Exactly. We've got time to talk about one stupid war at a time. Please,
okay.
You say. Yes,
right.
Go ahead.
Yes. I really hope President Trump does not get lured by the neoconservatives into a war with Iran. The same people who wrecked George Bush's presidency with the stupid war in Iraq have been trying to get him into a stupid war with Iran. We're already at war in Afghanistan, people forget. I mean, there are soldiers there who have 18-year-old sons who could enlist and fight alongside their fathers.
Amazing.
What are we trying to accomplish in Afghanistan?
Exactly.
We've forgotten our war aims. What are we there for? We would still be in Iraq if it were up to these people.
Right.
Now, so we're fighting one group, the Sunnis in Afghanistan, who hate the Shiites in Iran, and instead of having to fight each other the way we did in the 1980s, Iran-Iraq, we're going to fight both sides at the same time. We're going to fight the Sunnis in Afghanistan and the Shiites in Iran, because it's our job to police the entire world and impose American democracy on every square inch of the globe. How did that work out in Iraq?
Exactly.
The reason Donald Trump won the nomination, apart from immigration, is that he was willing to say we were lied into the Iraq war. God forbid Donald Trump lets the same cast of characters lie him into a war with Iran.
Especially if you get in the middle of a feudal war here between the Sunni and Shias. I mean, this has been an ancient war that has existed from time immemorial.
More than a thousand years.
Exactly.
We should be pitting them against each other instead of fighting as a proxy against both sides. Mm-hmm. What part of that sounds like a good idea?
Yeah, exactly. Good point there, John. And, you know, as you say, thank God the president, though he had, you know, he said cocked, we cocked and loaded. We say in the military terms, locked and loaded, but I knew what he meant. And thank God he took a pause and did not send those planes, because just like there was, like he said, that, you know, he left open the possibility that maybe some stupid general made a mistake and hit the wrong button. You know, this could have easily happened when you go to war. You know, it's the wrong target, or any one of, you know, thousands of options could happen, and the next thing you know, we're in a full scale war.
That's right. The people who want a war with Iran are the Saudi Arabians.
Mm-hmm.
The Saudi Arabians who created Al-Qaeda, who are still, you know, sending money and sending books to radical Islamists all around the world. They're opening up radical mosques all across Europe. They took zero Syrian refugees. Instead, they built mosques for them in Germany and France. Mm-hmm. These are supposed to be our allies. We're supposed to fight a proxy war on behalf of Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense at all, especially when you think of the long term, not only what they're doing in Europe, but what they're doing here in America as well, John.
That's right.
You know,
right.
It is amazing. People need to wake up, you know, to the truth of what is going on. In fact, I just had an activist gal on the show who was born in Iran. And her story is absolutely sickening, how she was sold off to a Muslim man at the age of 14, sold off to be his wife, and what she experienced in the succeeding years was one beating after another. Yeah. Well, these are things, John, as you and I know, that have to be changed from the inside out. There's individual responsibility. There's only so much that we can do. And, of course, our conversation will continue with Dr. John Zemarek. Stream.org is the address. That's where you want to go. John, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
He's the senior editor of the Stream, Stream.org, Dr. John Zemarek on Bill Martinez Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most